Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. Come directly into the doctor's office live here on this broadcast as you pose your questions about medicine, natural therapies, nutrition. It's all fair game here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-TALK. We got a call from Barbara in Wayne, New Jersey. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I just stopped my Xarelto yesterday because I have a fractured root canal, and yep. I'm going to have that worked on by an oral surgeon, you know, removed on Monday.
Yep.
So what should I do about fish oil and ECGC and olive leaf?
Why did you stop your Xarelto?
Because they told me to stop it 3 days before I had the work done on the tooth.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. What is the reason you're taking Xarelto? Xarelto, ladies and gentlemen, is a blood thinner.
AFib, and yeah. I had the ablation, so the AFib stopped,
yeah.
But they decided to keep me on the Xarelto because of my age and other factors.
Okay. So here's the deal. Look, I'm not a cardiologist. I'm not your dentist. But my reading on this situation is that it's not dangerous for you to be on this blood thinner when you're merely having a repair of a root canal. You're not having a tooth extraction, are you?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
They're going to extract the tooth?
Yes.
Okay, so even if they're going to extract the tooth, my reading of the situation is that, and I'm referencing an article here from, it's a review article that was done in 2017. So they say here that, yeah, there are several novel anticoagulant drugs that are being increasingly used as an alternative to warfarin, and that includes what you're on, Xarelto, otherwise known as rivaroxaban. And so for patients, they say here, for patients requiring minor oral surgery procedures, even tooth extraction, which is actually considered a relatively minor oral procedure. I mean, not like doing like major, gum surgery, you know, which could involve a lot of bleeding, they do not recommend interruption of Xarelto. They say it's not generally necessary. So what they probably think is that, you know, since you had ablation, and you're really not particularly high risk for having atrial fibrillation, that the slight risk of excessive bleeding outweighs the potential protective effect of the Xarelto because you're not actually in atrial fibrillation. It's unlikely you're going to have a bout of atrial fibrillation during or after the procedure in the immediate aftermath. So they're figuring, you don't really need it for that time. I guess that's just a judgment call. But in general, if you were to be at risk for atrial fibrillation, high risk, minor dental procedures, you know, like getting a cavity put in or, you know, maybe having a root canal, they don't really involve lots and lots of bleeding. So dentists, usually they consult with a cardiologist. They say, what do you want to do with this patient? Generally, they don't take patients off their medications, their blood thinning medications. So you checked with your cardiologist on this?
He told me to stop it 3 days before.
So then they should listen to your cardiologist. But so your question is, what do you do about those other things?
Like fish oil, ECGC, multi, olive leaf extract, all of that.
That should be fine. I mean, look, you know, the fact that they leave people on these potent blood thinners when they have these types of procedures should lead you to believe that, you know, some minor blood thinners like fish oil and, you know, probably olive leaf doesn't have much of a blood thinning effect, maybe a slight antiplatelet effect because it prevents heart attacks and strokes, but doesn't dramatically thin the blood, that these things are fine to take and, in fact, may reduce the inflammation that you have. You say you're having your tooth out?
Excuse me?
You having your tooth out? You having a tooth extraction?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's a tip.
Yeah.
Here's a tip for you. Make sure you take some bromelain, okay? You know, get, you know, potent type of bromelain. You can order it for full script if you want. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store and get a potent form of bromelain and take, this is the way to take bromelain. Take three capsules three times daily, in the immediate aftermath. I mean, you can even take a, you know, a dose or two before your dental procedure. So it's there in your bloodstream when you have the tooth extracted. But studies show, that it actually reduces the risk of, having lots and lots of swelling after the surgery, because that is the procedure that sometimes creates a lot of swelling in its aftermath. So that's one way you can counteract the effects of the dental extraction. I think, you know, dentists, especially dentists with a little bit of a holistic bent, will know this. And even plastic surgeons these days, cosmetic procedures create swelling. And so the use of bromelain can actually counteract that. Okay? Okay, thanks for your call, Barbara. Our number, 877-726-8255. And I promise to share this one with you. You know, we've been talking up the benefits of something called nicotinamide riboside, or NR. And it's available in a product that I often talk about called Niacel from Thorne. Nicotinamide riboside is something that helps build up NAD. NAD is an essential compound for cellular energy production, along with ATP. And it stands to reason that it may be beneficial in the brain, which is a high-energy organ that is avid for energy. And when you have an energy brownout in your mitochondria, it might affect, in particular, your brain, causing cognitive problems, causing neurodegenerative problems. There's also evidence that NAD works on the sirtuin pathway, which is a longevity pathway, the same pathway that is invoked by caloric restriction and by resveratrol. And so here's a new study. Nicotinamide riboside prevents neurological damage and showed improved cognitive and physical function in a mouse model of Alzheimer's disease. This is from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a prestigious journal. And it showed that in this mouse model of Alzheimer's disease, mice who received NAD were protected from progressive cognitive decline. Now, you might say, well, okay, that's great. I mean, we cured so many diseases in mice. We've you know, taken paralyzed mice, and we've fused their spinal cords, and they're walking again. But sometimes it doesn't translate that well to humans. Well, there are now two human trials on mild cognitive impairment using nicotinamide riboside that are in progress. And data from these studies should pave the way for additional human clinical trials. So research is underway. The mice received drinking water supplemented with nicotinamide riboside over a three-month period, and researchers found that the mice receiving nicotinamide riboside had reduced tangles in their brains, which are characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. They had higher neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the brain to adapt to challenging circumstances. They had less DNA damage. They had increased production of new neurons, which is called neurogenesis, from neuronal stem cells, and lower levels of neuronal damage and death. In fact, in the area of the brain which typically becomes damaged in individuals with dementia, nicotinamide riboside appear to either clear existing DNA damage or prevent it from spreading. And they say, importantly, the study demonstrates that nicotinamide riboside treatment significantly increased the cerebral cortical amount of critical energy-producing NAD, suggesting that nicotinamide riboside actually crosses the blood-brain barrier, enters the brain, and can boost cellular NAD levels in the neurons when administered orally, which is important because you can give a lot of things orally and they just don't get to the brain. But this study demonstrates that levels were increased when the mice were fed nicotinamide riboside in their drinking water. So very cool study. This is a nutrient that I've been very, very up on. Excited about NAD activates cellular metabolism and energy production within the cell's power stations, the mitochondria. And we know that NAD levels and mitochondrial function decline as we age. So you can think of NAD as potentially linked to a wide variety of age-related diseases and conditions. And any method that we can come up with that repletes NAD is a promising anti-aging strategy and protective against many forms of degenerative disease, particularly in the brain, which is the highest energy consumer in the body. All right, our number 877-726-8255. When we return, we'll look at a shocking study that suggests that instead of continually going up as it has in the past decades, life expectancy in the U.S. is actually taking a nosedive. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Apropos that call earlier from the lady who was about to get a dental procedure, and she was concerned about the use of fish oil. This is something that I've actually done some research on in the past and writing reviews about fish oil safety. And so I hearken back to an article that I'll share with you. You can find it at omega3innovations.com. A similar instance, last week a customer called and said, I'm having a colonoscopy and I was told I needed to get off all blood-thinning medications, aspirin and fish oil. So what's the deal? And this has been part of a standard protocol prior to any kind of surgical procedure, is that fish oil, being a blood thinner, so they believe, might be dangerous and cause excessive bleeding. So just like aspirin or warfarin or any of the other blood thinners, you should get off of it. So what's the deal? Well, this is a little bit like, the recommendation that when you get on a plane, I mean, they're all so hot about having you turn off your mobile device, you know, put it on airplane mode, because somehow by having it on, you could crash the plane. You could interfere with its navigation or its electronics, and catastrophe could ensue. But it turns out not. I mean, it doesn't really matter. And same thing with fish oil. In 2007, a review of 19 clinical studies involving 4,387 surgical patients who were taking fish oil supplements, even in large doses, ranging from 1.5 grams to as much as 21 grams. Boy, who takes that? That's an enormous amount. In 16 out of the 19 studies, the patients were also taking aspirin. The review concluded the risk of problematic bleeding was virtually non-existent, even when combined with other medications known to increase the risk of bleeding. So it wasn't like an add-on effect of the fish oil that made the aspirin super potent. Another review, 2008, the same conclusion. No published studies had reported clinically significant bleeding episodes among patients treated with antiplatelet drugs and fish oil, even at a dose of 3 grams to 7 grams per day. Who takes 7 grams per day? That's huge. 2017, March, another review found it safe to consume omega-3 supplements, even at large doses, up to 10 grams of EPA DHA per day. That's the same as swallowing a quarter cup of omega liquid or taking 30 fish oil capsules daily. And that's more than anyone ends up taking. So based on these reviews, there really isn't much evidence to support the need for stopping an omega-3 supplement before surgery. There's actually some evidence that you will enhance the benefits of surgery and reduce inflammation, promote healing. So, all right. Back to our story on life expectancy. It turns out that for the second year in a row, they thought it was just a blip, it's an aberration, but actually it's now a trend. For the second year in a row, according to the CDC, the average life expectancy for Americans has gone down. It's gone up in prior decades. And now, for some reason, it's going down. The average now is 78.7, and it's lower than many advanced countries that include Canada, Germany, Mexico, France, Japan, and the UK. Why should that be in the U.S.? Well, it has to do with suicide, overdose deaths, and mayhem. And what they say is the broader cause behind the decline is, in a word, despair. Demoralization of the U.S. population has led to increased depression, suicide, dependency on opiates, and this is having a very, very profound effect on longevity. And it affects not just poor minorities. It seems to be a phenomenon that is especially likely to afflict poorer white Americans in middle America. A very, very disturbing trend. We're going backwards, folks, and that's not a good sign about the nature of our health picture in America. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And weighing in on our website at drhoffman.com, a recorded question from Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I've had chronic uveitis in my right eye for about 25 years. I have Dr. Abel's book, and I'm trying to see what I can take to help clear it up, because I go on drops, and I've already started with glaucoma and some damage to the optic nerve, and I just feel like this has been going on for so long. At one point, they thought it was shingles in the eye, but I never had shingles on my body, and a new doctor I'm going to feels that it's not shingles, so they don't know what has caused this, but it's gone on a long time. And I just wondered if you had any suggestions for me. Thank you.
Okay. Well, for our listening audience, uveitis is an inflammation of the iris of the eye. It's not a rare condition, but it's a relatively uncommon condition, about 40,000 cases annually in the United States. And it can be caused by an infectious agent like herpes, or it can be caused by bacteria. But sometimes it is what is called idiopathic, which means we just don't know what's triggering it. Any kind of itis is an inflammatory disorder, so it behooves you to be on an anti-inflammatory diet, and opinions vary on what constitutes that, but mostly it involves elimination of some of the common foods that people are intolerant to, which would be dairy and wheat, and perhaps extend that to the entire family of grains. Some people believe that legumes, because of lectins that they contain, may be pro-inflammatory. They may cause leaky gut, which allows toxins from the gastrointestinal tract to travel to remote parts of the body, including the eye. So a paleo diet, a trial of that for a period of 6 months might be worthwhile, along with lots and lots of fish oil. I'm pretty sure that Dr. Abel recommends that at his website, eyeadvisory.com. He's been a frequent contributor to Intelligent Medicine, and he's one of the foremost integrative ophthalmologists in America. And the other thing that I might suggest you go heavy on is curcumin, because curcumin is a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory, perhaps in conjunction with some boswellin, which may complement the benefits of curcumin. The other thing that I'm using for inflammatory disorders is something called SPM Active, and it's a form of the essential fatty acids that seems to be helpful in resolving inflammation. I sometimes, in really serious inflammatory conditions, tell patients to add that to ordinary fish oil, EPA and DHA. SPM Active is something you can find on FullScript, which you can access via drhoffman.com. Go to shop and click on the link there to get access to all the products available in FullScript. There's really some pharmaceutical-grade supplements that are part of that that only physicians can dispense, and SPM Active is one of those. For patients with autoimmune conditions, we sometimes prescribe low-dose naltrexone, and that's not something you can get on your own, but if you're a patient of mine, that's something I would prescribe for you, because in many patients with autoimmune conditions, it helps to reset the immune system. It's not immunosuppressive, but it does a reset via the endorphin and Kefalin system that modulates inflammation as part of the body's regulatory mechanisms. So that's something that I might recommend that you try to obtain. Many conventional physicians are just not aware of it, but integrative physicians are pretty up on its use. It's relatively inexpensive, safe to use, and it's worth a try in a condition like yours. So, you might also just include just a lot of the natural things, EGCG, resveratrol, I would think would be important. Vitamin D, especially in autoimmune conditions, I would go pretty aggressive on vitamin D while measuring your vitamin D levels so you don't go too high. These are some of the things that can put the brakes on inflammatory conditions. And no, there's not a strict well-documented nutritional protocol for uveitis, but just applying the general principles of anti-inflammatory diet and anti-inflammatory nutrients, you should see some benefits in terms of turning down the volume on the inflammation. Thanks very much for your question. All right. A shocking way to boost immunity, I'm sorry, to boost memory. This is fascinating because you ever see the ad for Intel in which inserting a chip into Homer Simpson's brain turns him into a genius, and all of a sudden he's writing very, very sophisticated scientific equations on the blackboard? Well, we may be at the dawn of a new era in terms of repairing the brain via electrical impulses. This is a whole fascinating area in medicine. And scientists have now developed a brain implant that noticeably boosted memory in its first serious trial run, perhaps offering a promising new way to treat dementia or traumatic brain injury or other conditions that damage memory. It works kind of like a pacemaker, delivering electrical pulses to literally light up parts of the brain that store new information. And in a test recently reported in a journal called Nature Communications, the device improved word recall by 15%, roughly the amount that Alzheimer's disease steals over 2.5 years. Now, it's still experimental, and you can't ask your doctor for it yet because it's in the research stages, but there is talk about seeking approval for and commercializing this technology. It does require electrodes that are carefully placed around the skull, and they need to work out exactly the proper frequency and intensity of stimulation. But it appears that timed electrical pulses from these implanted electrodes can reliably aid recall. So it's a fascinating, it's the non-drug way of helping patients with faltering memory. And I predict that you'll see the application of this for ordinary folks who just want a little greater brain acuity. And, you know, you may see this as the new doping in chess players, you know, that surreptitiously they have little devices that deliver electrical impulses to parts of the brain that may be associated with memory and strategy in chess, which is a mental activity, not a physical activity, somehow gives them a competitive edge over their opponents. And maybe just, you know, ordinary folks like you and I in the future may be able to obtain these devices so that we're smarter at our jobs when taking classes, or when simply reading and trying to learn new material, maybe trying to learn a new foreign language, maybe just something that hits the language center of the brain. It's a fascinating new technology that is in its infancy and may revolutionize our approach to memory enhancement. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name, that's X-L-E-A-R, at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's, or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part? Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And those of you who subscribe to our podcasts, we had a great one this week about the benefits of xylitol for chronic nasal congestion, allergies, sinusitis, colds, flus. And we interviewed Nate Jones, the CEO of Clear, Inc., which is a company that makes great respiratory products. The xylitol within these products has the ability to break up biofilms, which protect bacteria from your immune system and even render them less susceptible to the antibiotics that you take, antibiotics which, for the most part, have been shown to be useless for chronic sinusitis. So a valuable tool in dealing with chronic respiratory problems. Check out drhoffman.com. Look at our podcast. Subscribe to them via iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast delivery service. And you'll get great additional information that we provide to you on a daily basis during the week, in addition to this weekend broadcast. All right. Oral contraceptives, do they increase the risk of breast cancer? Well, it was thought that since we've changed oral contraceptives from high-dose to low-dose contraceptives, it was thought that the high doses were necessary to prevent conception, but now we've got low-dose oral contraceptives that we were reducing the risk. Well, unfortunately, a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that indeed there is a risk. There's about a 30% higher risk of developing breast cancer, especially in women who continue to use them in their late 30s and 40s. Less of an effect in younger women who use them for a shorter period of time. So this is a concerning effect. By contrast, there are actually some protective effects of oral contraceptives against less common cancers like endometrial and ovarian cancer, and even potentially colorectal cancer later in life. So the question is the higher risk of breast cancer offset by the lower risk for other cancers? That's a subject for further research. Crash diets, popular. You know, you listen to the radio, you hear about losing 40 pounds in 40 days, and it sounds appealing, but this new article suggests that crash diets can cause transient deterioration in heart function. Patients with heart disease should seek medical advice before adopting a very low-calorie diet with meal replacements or with dramatic caloric restrictions, such as a low-calorie count of 600 to 800 calories per day. They can definitely be effective for losing weight, reducing blood pressure, reversing diabetes. And you think, okay, that'd be good for the heart. But the effects on the heart have not been studied until now. And what they found is that after 1 week of this type of crash diet in obese volunteers, heart fat content had risen by 44%. So you lose the body fat from elsewhere,
but fat accumulation increases in the heart, paradoxically, and this was associated with a deterioration in heart function, including the heart's ability to pump blood. So, not good effect of these crash diets. Let's talk to Brian from Wisconsin. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Brian. What's your question?
I'm a 55-year-old male with, I have psoriatic arthritis.
Right.
And it seems to keep progressing no matter what. I'm on like methotrexate right now to try and stop the disease from progressing.
Okay.
And it keeps moving from joint to joint to joint. What are my next steps, and what is this doing? Is this destroying my joints permanently? Or
it can actually cause joint destruction if we don't keep it in check. And commonly, they will use powerful immunosuppressive medications like Enbrel to stop the disease in its tracks. But, you know, I have a couple of questions for you. What's your height and weight, please?
I'm 6'2", 195 pounds.
Okay, that could be okay, but it depends. I mean, we'd have to do a body composition to see if you have a high body fat content. But, you know, if you were
22.
Muscular and fit, that might not be a problem. What do you typically have for breakfast?
I have a like a Nutri-Grain bar with a banana.
Okay.
And a cup of milk.
And so you're basically having a lot of wheat and dairy. Because, I mean, I'm not going to go into your entire dietary history, but the Nutri-Grain bar may have wheat in it and or, you know, other types of grains. And so our suggestion for patients who have psoriatic arthritis is that they go on a paleo diet, that they eliminate grains, that they eliminate dairy products, and we often see dramatic improvements. So the other thing is, do you consume fish? And hopefully not Lake Michigan or, you know. Lake Superior.
No, mostly we mostly eat seafood, grouper, and things like that from the Gulf.
Okay. That may contain some omega-3 fatty acids, but you really want to pour on the omega-3 fatty acids. Take a lot of fish oil. And, you know, as I mentioned to the lady who had uveitis, that's another form of itis, which is an inflammatory disorder, you really want to push the anti-inflammatory compounds, such as curcumin. You can take 4 or 6 capsules a day of curcumin, which is a potent extract of turmeric, has anti-inflammatory effects, and that may have benefits. How's your digestion? Do you have a good digestion generally, or do you have gas, bloating, indigestion?
No, that's fine, but I'm also on Eliquis, so I have to watch out for anti-inflammatories.
Why do you say that?
With Eliquis, aren't you not supposed to take anti-inflammatory?
I guess you didn't hear the beginning of the beginning of this hour where I addressed the concern about an additive effect of things like fish oil, other anti-inflammatories on, blood thinners. And most studies suggest that there is no danger that you're not going to bleed out if you take fish oil in addition to these. Look, it sort of makes sense because fish oil has a bit of a blood thinning effect, but studies don't bear that out. And so in effect, you're getting the blood thinning from the Eliquis, but none of the anti-inflammatory effects. So you can safely take those. That should not be a problem. Do you take vitamin D?
Yes. So I think it's they give me that so my hair doesn't folic acid. Is that the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. That's you're taking methotrexate, so you know you have to take folic acid to antagonize that.
Okay.
No, but high dose vitamin D is also effective against both psoriasis and arthritis, and so you should probably be taking at least 5,000 international units of vitamin D daily. That really is helpful effects in arthritic conditions. And if you can, you know, you might want to get a tailored nutritional program from an integrative physician in your area. Probably there are some. And, they might test you and further tailor the approach to address your condition. Okay? So I'll leave you with this. The ketogenic diet, endorsed by a celebrity, Halle Berry, has spoken openly about the benefits of ketogenic diet. She says, quote, being diabetic most of my life, I've always had to take food very seriously. So for years now, I've been following the keto or ketogenic diet. And this is a low-carb food plan, which forces your body to burn fat like crazy. She recently posted on Twitter that she believes it's been largely responsible for slowing down her aging process. And she certainly is an attractive individual who, I don't even want to even divulge her age, but she's getting on and has maintained her health and her appearance. Now, has been tweeting about the ketogenic diet. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Look for Full Script as a way of getting your supplement needs met. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.